Welcome to in-memory 2017 second quarter webcast conference. Today with us, we have Chairman Dr. Charles Xu, President Dr. Rick Shen, Director Mrs. Li Jingchen, Director of Finance Department Ms. Teresa Guo. Today's meeting will be hosted by Chairman Dr. Charles Xu. Following management's prepared remarks, there will be a question and answer section. Please freely submit your question in the input box on the webcast window throughout the conference. As a reminder, this conference is being recorded and a webcast replay will be available within 3 hours after the conference is finished. Please visit www.inmemory.com.tw under the Investor Relations section. As usual, before we begin, we would like to remind everybody that today's presentation may contain forward-looking statements that are subject to risk factors associated with semiconductor and IP business. Please refer to the cautionary statement as it appears on the page 3 of today's presentation. Now, I would like to turn the call over to in-memory's Chairman, Dr. Charles Xu. Dr. Xu, please go ahead.
Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you for attending today's earnings calls. The second quarter of 2017 was a challenging time, with inventory corrections in the smartphone market continuing to have an impact on our customers, as well as our financial results. Our Q2 royalty revenue declined as a result. Our Q2 results are stronger than a year ago, as our persistent efforts in diversifying into a wider range of applications have yielded results eventually. Our royalty from fingerprint has posted a substantial growth in the second quarter and been able to mitigate the decline of other applications like power management IC and the display driver IC. In addition, our Q2 licensing revenue posted a strong growth with quite a few new contracts signed by the end of the quarter. Our technology development for advanced nodes are also progressing well and paving the way for future growth. Now I will start to run through our Q2 results and provide some context for our performance. Later on, we would also look at our key business and the technology developments during the quarter. And at the end of the call, I will give you an update on our business outlook. First, on the Q2 results, please turn to slide 11, which shows our Q2 royalty revenue fell 2.1% from a year ago and down 24.7% from the previous quarter. On the other hand, our licensing revenue in the quarter posted a year-on-year growth of 72.6% and a quarter-on-quarter growth of 80.9%. The strong growth of licensing revenue was able to offset declines of royalty. And it turned out our total revenue in the second quarter was 18.6% higher than a year earlier and 1.5% lower than the previous quarter. Now let's look at our royalty performance by applications. First, the royalty from display driver IC application was 13.5% lower from the same period last year, and down by 40.4% from the previous quarter. Display driver IC, including TDDI, contribute 40% of our total revenue, total royalty in the second quarter. On the power management IC application, which accounted for nearly 23% of our Q2 royalty, the inventory issues also had a big impact. Royalty from power management IC application fell by 29.8% on year and down by 19% on quarter. Still, there is a bright side on the royalty front. The fingerprint segment has recorded a strong growth as more of our clients started volume production this year. Q2 royalty from Fingerprint was more than 28 times the amount a year ago. This application accounted for 9.4% of our total royalty in the second quarter. Other applications, including setup box, MCU, and sensor-related applications, grew 20.6% on year and down 2.1% on quarter. If we break down the second quarter royalty by processes, we will see the 8-inch wafer contributed 78.8%, while the 12-inch contributed 21.2%. Now let's move on to slide 12 to look at our Q2 income statement. As you can see, our operating margin rose to 43.2% in the most recent quarter, higher than a year ago as well as the previous quarter. The quarter-on-quarter decline of net income and the net margin can be attributed to lower non-operating income in the second quarter compared to the first quarter, when a disposal of a financial asset boosted non-operating profits. Still, the net margin of 40.8% in the second quarter was nearly 3 percentage point higher than the same period last year. On expenses front, you might find out our operating expenses was 15.5% higher than a year ago. Around 6 percentage points of the increase is attributed to higher payroll expenses as a result of an increasing number of employees and salary adjustments, and the first percentage point due to higher employee and the director compensation. Others due to higher amortization, depreciation expenses, etc. All this resulted in the earning per share of 1.79 NT dollars for the second quarter, and the return on equity was 29.6%. Next, I would like to call your attention to our key business and the technology developments in the second quarter. As many of you might be aware, eMemory's business model very much relies on our relationship with foundry partners. We work closely with foundries and the IDMs in deploying our IPs to various processes. And this is where our long-term revenue comes from. And we were glad to confirm that we signed 8 technology licensing contracts in the second quarter. And in the 6 months that ended June 30th, we have signed 13 new contracts with foundries and the IDM for this year. And to stay ahead of market trend, we continue to develop the new technologies for a range of process nodes. By the end of second quarter, we were developing new technology for 104 process nodes, and ranging from 0.18 micron to 7 nanometer. As you can see in slide 14, among the newly developing technologies, 21 were from all for our NeoBit family, 44 NeoFuse, and 24 NeoEE, and 23 for NeoMTP. Slide 15 shows at the end of the second quarter, 48 of our technologies had completed qualification and come to volume production at the 12-inch processes. In addition, 34 new technologies were under development for 12-inch processes. At the 8-inch platforms, we had 70 new technologies under development by the end of the second quarter. On design licensing, our customers had 92 new product tape-outs in the second quarter, Among them, 25 were for power management IC, 15 for sensor-related applications, 13 for MCU, 12 for LCD driver, 8 for fingerprint sensor, 3 for OLED driver, and 16 for other applications. Now please take a look at the slide 18, which shows our penetration rate in the major foundries. The Q2 penetration rate was derived from our July royalty income and its corresponding wafer volume. Out of the foundries, Q2 total wafer output, our royalty from 8-inch wafer increased significantly in July, and the royalty from 12-inch is also expected to rise in the coming quarters. Now let's look at slide 20 for our business outlook. We anticipate our revenue growth will accelerate in the second half of this year. And on licensing revenue, here are key drivers to our growth. First, our worldwide foundry partners keep developing advanced processes and MTP platforms, and these are expected to generate more licensing revenue in the future. And second, we are establishing partnership with more foundries worldwide on many new process nodes, and this will be also expected to generate more licensing revenue. In addition, our growing IP library will boost design license revenue. And on royalty revenue, we expect growth momentum will come from diverse applications. At the 8-inch process, we're looking at the royalty growth from fingerprint sensor, power management IC, and automotive. First, fingerprint sensor royalty is growing explosively due to an expansion from high-end to mid-low-end smartphone markets, as well as our market share gains. Second, we expect the power management IC royalty to pick up strongly with content increase on new smartphones. Growth will be boosted with the ramp of new products by the U.S. smartphone maker in the second half, as well as a shift of business term with the U.S. largest chip maker from one-time fee to royalty basis. In addition, our MTP IP series will start contributing to royalty with more design win. Also, we have seen automotive applications started contributing to our royalty. And for 12-inch processes, we have the following growth area on the royalty. With the display technology migrating toward TDDI and OLED, our customers are speeding up volume production of TDDI and OLED products. And another application are set-up box, multimedia, and network-related applications continue to tap out in 28 nanometer and below. Last but not least, in regard to our R&D development, our IP has been tapped out at the 12 nanometer and the 22 SOI process. In addition, we have completed IP tap out and IP tap out at the 7 nanometer process in April at the one foundry, and one more tap out expected in September at another foundry. And second, our security IP NeoPUF has been tap out at the major foundry and is to be designed into products by the end of this year. And our automotive customers have started volume production this year. And that's all for me for now. We will now open the call for questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Dr. Xu. We now begin the question and answer section. If you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window, and you will enter a queue. Now, we are going to collect questions and will reply to you in a minute. Please hold on.
Hello, this is Rick. I got several questions from the HSBC, Mr. Lai. The first question is, in year 2017, how much of the royalty will be contributed by OTP and NTP respectively? Let me answer the question one by one. For this portion, we anticipate the MTP royalty contribution will around 5% of our royalty in this year. It means that the OTP, the royalty from OTP technology will take about 95% of the total royalty revenue. The second question is, what are the applications of our MTP products? Regarding this question, I think for the MTP application, now our customers use our MTP for several kinds of product application, including for the first one is USB Type-C power delivery chips. The second one is fingerprint controller. The third one is RFID. The fourth one is MCU related application. That is currently the major product application. The third question is, could you please update the competitive landscape of 16 nanometer, 10 nanometer, and 7 nanometer? Okay, I think that in the past, the for customers in the leading-edge technology node, what they have is eFuse for their product application. So considering the product security requirements and also function, increasing the functionality in the chip. So the OTP technology in leading-edge technology nodes can enhance customer products, security, and features competitiveness. So that is our strength in the leading-edge technology node. Another question is, are we still the only OTP vendor passing 16 nanometer qualification and the only OTP vendor submitting 10 and 7 nanometer qualification? Yes, up to now we are the only one OTP vendor pass the 16 nanometer OTP qualification, and we are the only one OTP vendor in 10 and 7 nanometer programs.
As a reminder, if you need to raise a question, please submit your question in the input box on the webcast window and you will enter a queue. As there are no further questions, we now begin closing comment. Dr. Xu, please proceed.
Okay, thank you everyone for attending eMemory's shareholder conference. And eMemory will continue to work hard and work smart to create more value for our shareholders. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us today. You may now disconnect. Goodbye and have a good day.